Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Coming up at 1:30, Kevin Stefanski's press conference. If he says we have to be better, we have to coach better, I think we're all going to lose our lunch. And again,
it's good thing I like
Kevin. He doesn't say much in press conferences. And if he says we have to be better again, I think we're all going to puke. Okay, there.
Jeff, let me tell you this.
Andy, tell me this.
Sports Talk on 92.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
The numbers now tell you the Browns have the second best defense in the National Football League in yards against. They're allowing 248 yards per game when you round up.
They added 20 yards yesterday.
The Atlanta Falcons are number one, just 4 yards better at 244. The Houston Texans are third at 266. Do you feel the Browns have the second best defense in the NFL after what you saw yesterday?
I think if they would have held them on that last drive, I would feel like they might have the best. It's still best, second best. Statistically, they were, 222.2, I think, yesterday in yards allowed, and that was number one league. Now, you said they were down to 240, or up to 240. So the potential is there. We've obviously seen it. I thought there were times yesterday I was like, wow, they look really, really good. But again, you know, for everyone that's calling for the coach's head on this thing, the defense has to show up at the end. I know 11 seconds. We witnessed it. We all saw it. It was an epic meltdown in the fourth quarter yesterday, and it was on all facets of the ball.
Can I give you another stat?
Even special teams where, you know, you had the one play that went to the goal line and you're like, ah, I mean, you got to make the play. You got to make the play.
Can I give you another stat?
Sure. A good one or a bad one?
You tell me.
Great. Go ahead.
They're second in the NFL in fewest yards allowed per game.
Okay.
They're 21st in points allowed. Those two things don't compute, do they?
Well, they do when your offense hands the ball to the other team and they score against your offense, or your special teams gives up, you know,
24.6 points per game.
So, but how much of that is, well, I don't, even if you give up a touchdown and you hand them the ball at the 1 yard line, it still goes against the defense. So, a little misleading. I'm going to say it's like wins and losses for Major League Baseball on that. You with me on that? Or now, wins and losses in Major League Baseball is worse. I think it's worse, actually.
For a pitcher?
Yeah, wins and losses don't always mean the pitcher pitched bad.
That's true. I don't know. The defense and the yardage figure is critical. I mean, there's no question. It's a critical number, and they're second in that right now. But in points per game, they're allowing 24.6 points per game. And you're right, Andy. There's a lot more that goes into that than just there's a lot more that goes into that than just the defense. But to me, the best defense is the defense, the team, and I won't just say defense, it's the entire team, that allows the fewest points. The other team doesn't score, they don't win very much.
I don't know where else you go with this thing. I don't know where they're going to take it. The defense, you know, they gave up a bad drive yesterday, and you could say that's why they lost the game. I'm with you on all that. I hear people that want to complain about the coaching. I can't disagree with you either yesterday. I thought the coaching was not good. They didn't coach to win yesterday. They coached to not lose.
I didn't like the play calling offensively, especially in the fourth quarter. I didn't like the conservative approach by the defense, you know, kind of giving a lot of room to the Minnesota Vikings on that last drive, and I didn't like the use of the timeouts. So the fourth quarter to me was just a mess. And that I'm anxious to hear Kevin talk about that today, and I hope he is asked about that by our brethren who might be out there. That would be nice. All I know is this. I would like to be able to say this team is not as bad as its 1-4 record, because yesterday was a game you could have won, and the Cincinnati is a game you could have won. But you are as bad as your record, Andy. If you're a good team, you win a 21-17 game against a team that has three starting offensive linemen out. And if you're a better team, then you beat a Cincinnati Bengal team that was ready to be beaten the other day.
The AFC North is so topsy-turvy right now, that's the other part that hurts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Like, this defense deserves to be fighting for, and I don't care about the last drive. I'm done with it. This defense deserves to be fighting for the top of the AFC North. They do. And I feel like everything else seems to be letting them down.
I would agree with that. Jeff's in North Olmsted. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, you know, this is why it sucks when the Guardian season ends so abruptly, because now we've got to spend the next couple months talking Browns football. Listen. Couple things from yesterday's game that I thought were, you know, let's start with the positives, I guess. Let's talk a little Quinshon Judkins. First of all, since he's coming into finally getting his reps the past four games, he's averaging 5 yards a carry, and they're against good defenses. I mean, even the Minnesota game, he had 4.8 a carry. 23 attempts, great. Keep giving him the ball to take some pressure off of Dylan. You know, Dylan had some good moments yesterday, sailed some of those longer balls, but that stuff's going to happen. That's okay. Kevin at the end of the game kills me. There was one drive which bothered me even before the end of the game. They're inside the red zone, and Jerome Ford's getting the touches in the red zone. Quinshon's got to be in the game in that spot. So that's one issue.
I thought that too, Jeff.
It's just weird. Why are we going to a third string back who's barely getting carries in that situation in the red zone? It just didn't
there was
make
at one point I thought Quinshon was hurt. You know,
maybe he just needed a breather. He had some big runs, and he was carrying the load. It stinks to see a 57-yard touchdown get called back for holding. I mean, the self-inflicted penalties do fall on Kevin and the coaching staff, right, as well as the players. I mean, there's all facets got to be accountable. But at the end of the game, the clock management, and it's just the same story all the time, guys. And I think from what the perspective of a lot of people is when is Kevin going to be held accountable? You brought up the 17 points a game for what is it now? 10 straight games, Jeff, I thought you said.
You don't want to go back and look at the last 24, when I say 22, they've 18 in the last 22 games, they've 20 or less points.
It's painful. And it's like, you know, Tybus said all the wins and losses are what they are. I got to disagree with him on that. Jeff or Andy, you brought up a great point. This division is so bad right now that even coming away with that game in Minnesota, you're going to play against Pittsburgh next week. And guess what? If you win that game, you're a game out in the division. I get so tired of hearing those excuses. It's so close and it's so far away with every approach that we take as an organization. And it just drives me insane. We're right there, guys, and they still cannot finish games.
Jeff, thank you very much. I can't argue with that. Needed to finish the Cincy game. You needed to finish yesterday's game. You didn't do it. You could be 3-2 right now. Coulda, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Roman is in Canton in beautiful Stark County, Ohio.
Roman.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Well, how are you?
Oh, you know, it's sunny out. It's beautiful. So I'll take that. This is the most uninvested I've been in my entire life in a Browns season. And it's sad because four years ago, we were actually on the upswing and we were finally starting to see good football in Cleveland. And it went completely backwards. We can point fingers as to whose fault that was. At the end of the day, I think everything starts at the top. And Kevin, I was a big Kevin proponent. Like, I really liked Kevin and I wanted him to succeed. And just more and more as the seasons go, I just don't know if he's got it in him to keep the locker room together. Now, I'm saying that because he's in charge of the offense. You could say he's the head coach, sure, but he's in charge of the offense. And that's why, you know, I know coaches have called plays in the past and been head coaches, and I understand that. But you, as a head coach, you need to have a vision on the entire game, all facets of the game, all three phases. So his focus being solely on the offense it doesn't sit well with me, especially when the offense is as bad as it's been.
And Roman, that's the catch. That's where, you know, history knowledge tells me, is this the time where something's going to happen? I'll tell you why it might be just the opposite.
Huh.
Coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.